When it comes to weight management, we tend to focus on what we eat, but Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. That's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up today.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Monday, May 22nd edition. Hope you guys had a great weekend. A lot of fun out there. Enjoyed the weather, whatever you did. Enjoyed the PGA Championship, Brooks Koepka, baby. That was awesome. Some good stuff there. Tons of great baseball action on the diamond. You can find me on Twitter at BDentrick, B-D-E-N-T-R-E-K. Got you covered over there with tons of written content at Fantasy Pros, Baseball HQ, Gaining the Edge Fantasy, plus all the podcasts, Bench with Bubba, Bubba and the Bloom, Quick Hits, First Pitch Podcast, and much, much more. So come check me out on Twitter at BDentrick. All right, we got a seven-game Monday slate. There's like four games that start at 6:35 Eastern-ish, give or take. But the seven-game main slate starts at 7:20 p.m. Eastern, so 4:20 p.m. Pacific time. And it's a fun one. We got some interesting totals on this slate. Got a chance of weather in Atlanta between the Dodgers and the Braves. But your totals are Dodgers and Braves at 9, Giants, Twins, 9, Marlins, Rockies, 11.5, Red Sox, Angels, 9.5. So, that's insane. Let me read the low one. And then you have A's Mariners 8. So lots of high totals on this slate. Should make for a very, very interesting slate, to say the least. Let's get into the pitching on this seven-game Monday slate for you. Christian Javier leads the way at $10,000 at the Milwaukee Brew Crew. Javier's been awesome. 20-plus points in like five of his last six of his last eight. He's just been an absolute beast, giving at least six innings in pretty much every start, 300 runs or less. It's a quality start machine. But unlike Framber Valdez, he can rack up the Ks in a big, big way. Only five his last time with an 11, 8, 6, 10. We know how Christian Javier can operate for the most part. He does have Framber would have the better floor, more consistent floor, Framber did put up 40 points for us on Sunday, so that was great. But there is a ceiling that Javier can work with in the strikeout department, which goes in a big, big way. And he gets to face those Milwaukee Brewers, a team that's struggling a ton, especially the strikeout department. More so versus lefties and righties. Versus righties in the month of May, they're only striking out 22.3% of the time. Versus right-handed pitching, 243 batting average, 160 ISO, 94 WRC+. So they've been better versus righties than lefties in the month of May, but still, Christian Javier, 10K, easily the top option on this slate. Most people go to this option, though, and I don't blame them one bit. Luis Castillo at $9,200 at home against the Seattle Mariners. Castillo's coming off a dud against the Boston Red Sox. And in all honesty, it's been a dud of a run here. 8.5, 17-9, 14-2, 10-5, 15-9. That's four straight starts where he's not living up to expectations, because the last four starts, he's been above 10K. And the fifth one, he's $9,800. So he's not lived up to the price tag at one single time in the last five starts. But now he gets an Oakland Athletics team that'll help him get on track. At least should help him get on track. They're a pesky bunch. But if you look at the last month, the A's are striking out 27% of the time versus right-handed pitching, hitting .213 with a 143 ISO. It's a great spot for Castillo. Pretty clear, pretty simple spot. Should be extremely popular on the slate, and for good reason. So Castillo at 92 definitely checks the boxes. After that, it's murky. Michael Lorenzen would be my next dude at $7,800. Like him a lot. If you look at I dug into him in some of the waiver wire work I was doing. He's actually been really good. His last three starts, six or more innings, one runner or less. He's actually pitched a total of 20 innings in his last three starts, two total runs allowed. He had 7 Ks in his last outing, and that's what got him the first one, 3-1. He had the Ks up, and he put up a monster start. And then if you even go back five starts ago, five shutout with 4 Ks, he's given you 16 or more points in four of his last five starts. On this slate at $7,800, that's really, really strong. And then you get a Kansas City Royals offense to top it off. It's been super inconsistent of late. It was one of the best offenses in baseball for a couple weeks. Now it's quieted down, 24% K rate versus righties, 234, 189 ISO, 93 WRC plus in the month of May. So Lorenzen at 78 definitely is the other guy I'm looking at. Other than that, that's it on the seven-game slate. Those are the three pitchers I want. Javier, Castillo, Lorenzen.
There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom has created weight management programs that are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization so you can manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. And they help you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have those cravings. Noom's personalized courses are easy to follow and will help grow your confidence with tools you can put into practice on day one. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. And based on a sample of 4,272 Noomers, 98% say Noom helps change their habits and behaviors for good. So stop chasing health trends and join the millions who have lost weight with Noom. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
Let's talk about the bats on this 7-game slate for you here. Catcher's position, Will Smith continues to crush in another home run on Sunday. If you want to fade Chucky, I'm fine with that at $5,300. So he's worth the look for you. Sean Murphy versus Gavin Stone at 5K. Like, I like Gavin Stone. I'm not going to play him in Atlanta at $5,400, but you can if you like, but I kind of want to see it to believe it at least one time. Cheaper plays, though, below 4K. Travis d'Arnaud, it's $3,900 versus Gavin Stone. That's a bit of a value if you want to go that direction. Eric Haas, 33 versus Singer. Singer is a bum. So we got that going for us as well. Below 3K, though, you got Nick Fortes if he's starting in Coors. He's $2,800. It'll probably be Stallings, but Fortes and Coors could be worth a look. If Connor Wong is starting for Boston, he's $2,600. He'd be another guy I'd take a peek at in his matchup. You know, Matt Theis is down there at $2,400. He'd be Jake Rogers at 23. There's Jacob Stallings. Jacob Stallings could be $2,300. He's not very good offensively. We'd rather have Fortes offensively for Miami, but you can get either Miami catcher for less than 3K in Coors Field. So that's kind of a situation you really like on this slate. First base position for you here. Otani's totally fine. You got Madelson versus Gavin Stone at 52. That's a solid spot. Freeman at 51 versus Morton. Then Garrett Cooper, at least he's priced up for Miami at 5K in Coors. So you got some priced up 5K guys. I like probably Olson the best. I think Stone's a great pitcher, but this is going to be an interesting start for him, to say the least. But if you want to save money, I love Seattle versus the lefty Mueller on Monday. So Ty France at 39 is a solid spot to start on this slate. Alex Kirilloff, the Giants are going to do a bullpen game with Brebbia, then most likely Manaea. So like on paper, Kirilloff looks great, but then he's going to face the lefty Manaea. But in all honesty, Manaea shouldn't be in there that long. So Kirilloff at 34 could be an interesting spot for you. Love the value on Spencer Torkelson at 3K. I've been talking about him a lot lately on this show. Torque at 3K is a really good spot there versus Brady Singer. Cheaper, if you're going to fade Lorenzen, that's fine. You got Nick Prado at 29. He'd be in play for you. And then other than that, Tristan Casas at 22. Again, the lefty Manaea will come in, so that kind of deteriorates the lefty-lefty thing a bit. But Casas is a value at 22. And again, I don't think Manaea is much for any game he pitches in. Second base position for you here, you got Luis Arraez and Coors at 55. I'm actually proud of DraftKings. Usually it takes them a game or two in Coors to change the price. They actually got it right out the gate. Shocker. It is possible. Ozzie Albies, $4,700 versus Gavin Stone, is definitely in play. Going down cheaper, though, Zach McKinstry's been swinging it pretty well of late. He's $3,700 versus Brady Singer. He's second base outfield eligible. I have zero problem playing the Tigers versus Brady Singer. Going to 3K in Bologna, you got Miguel Vargas at 29 versus Morton. You got Harold Castro, if he gets a start in Colorado, which he has a lot. He's $2,800 versus Edward Cabrera. He's in play. Edward Julian for Minnesota's $2,700 versus the Brebbia Mania combination. He's worth a look as well. And then Caballero is playing for Seattle. He had a combo meal. I know he had a home run on Sunday. I think he went combo meal on us. Yeah, he had a home run and three stolen bases on Sunday. My bad. He had the massive combo meal. He's got double-digit points in two of his three games so far since getting called up. Jose Cabrera is our Caballero, is $2,400 versus Mueller. That's a really strong spot to be in. Michael Massey's 22 if you just want to go full YOLO at second base. Third base position for you, don't mind Devers at 59 versus Buddy Mania. That's totally fine. He can hit lefties, not concerned there. You got Austin Riley at $4,900 for Stone. But Ryan McMahon and Coors at 48 versus Cabrera. That's not too bad. You got John Birdie and Coors at 45. He might find some gaps and run for days out there. That could be fun. Edwards or Eugenio Suarez versus a lefty at 4K. That's another one that stands out for me at the third base position. You got Casey Schmidt at 32 as a value. He's third base shortstop eligible. I like Bailey Ober a lot, but just for the upside of Schmidt, at least especially in cash, at $3,200, that's not a bad spot. I forgot to mention, I'm an idiot. Bailey Ober's in play too. He's $8,100. So there's four pitchers I like on the slate. I'm an idiot. I had that written down and everything. So yes, we'll get back to him on the recap. After Eugenio Suarez at 4K, you got Casey Schmidt again at 32. That's in play for you. Kyle Farmer's been swinging it really, really well. He's $3,000. The Brebbia Mania combo with Farmer at 3K is very, very nice. So that's a good value. Other than that, though, like Mikel Garcia is down here at 26. He's been slumping. I got Willie Castro at $2,400 for Minnesota. Could be a bit of a value. He's got 333 over the last 10 games. He's been like standing out every time I recap box scores and stuff. So Willie Castro at 24 is another value. There's tons of value, so you can easily get like a Castillo Javier lineup or a Javier Ober. Or you could easily bowl line, let's put it that way. Shortstop position, you got Bobby Witt Jr. versus Lorenzen if you want. Otherwise, you save some money. Javi Baez at $4,600 for Singer. John Birdie, who we talked about, at 45. Got Correa at 43. All very good spots there. And you don't have to break the bank, which is nice. Below 4K, though, you got J.P. Crawford at 33. Casey Schmidt at 32. I like both of them. Going below 3K now. The Caballero, there he is, second base shortstop for Seattle at $2,400. He'd be the dude I'd be looking at one of those two positions for the upside he brings to the table. Outfield, you can always play Ronald Acuna Jr. He's $6,500. There's no price tag that's too high for Ronald Acuna. You got Yordan Alvarez versus Corbin Burns. I haven't mentioned a lot of Astros. I don't mind an Astro stack at all. I'm just not. That's not one of my favorite plays. But I don't mind targeting Corbin Burns, who just hasn't had it at all this season. Way too much pitching to contact and whatnot. So if you want to go there, you totally can. But Acuna at 65, I like. Alvarez 62 is totally fine. You got Mookie Betts at 6K if you want. Going below 6K, though, J-Rod has been slumping a ton. He's $5,600. Got Mueller. Good matchup, but he's just a big slump. I've been going elsewhere for Seattle, but one of these days the kid should wake up. Love Jorge Soler at $5,300. The funny thing is he was actually priced at like 52 over the weekend against the Giants. He went 4-for-5 with a home run on Sunday. The month of May is swinging a really hot stick. So Soler at 53, don't mind that one bit. Riley Green at 47 versus Singer is worth a look. You got Jared Kelenic. He took a lefty deep on Sunday. He's 46 versus Mueller against an easier lefty. So you got that going for you. I got James Outman at 42. Joey Gallo at 41. Not a bad look. He went deep a couple times over the weekend. He's up to like 12 home runs now. Jaron Duran at 38 is a good look. There's versus Barrio. Boston's another nice stack. They've been swinging it really well, too. Like the month of May, 20% carry versus righties, 283 average, 172 ISO. That Boston team can be sneaky good. You got Jaime Barrio, who just not good. He's a righty that's going to get shelled more often than not for the Angels. So Jaron Duran at $3,800. And it's a nice West Coast game, a little warmer out here these days. So you got that going for you as well. McKenstry at 37, mentioned him. I love Brian Day of the Cruz at $3,700. That is too cheap. We finally found a too cheap Miami Marlin. That's a good streak. Yesterday, he went 0-for in San Francisco, busted a 14-game hitting streak. So Day of the Cruz at 37, very, very much in play. You got T. Oscar at $3,600 versus Mueller. I like that as well versus a lefty. You got Brenton Doyle at $3,500 versus Edward Cabrera and Coors. That's a solid play. He's swinging it really, really well of late. So that's another nice Coors value at $3,500 versus Doyle. Then you'll blow 3K. Mention Nick Prado at 29 if you want to go there. Trevor Larnach at 28 if you want to go there. You can't. Just remember, Mania will be coming in after Brebbia. Mickey Moniak at 26, really nice, leading off for the Angels. How can you hit around? He's first time through the order, fine. Second time is bad. Third time is really bad. So Mickey Moniak at 2,600 bucks could be a nice little value in the outfield for you. Akil Baddoo, Michael Kurland pointed out to me, he's actually been playing really, really well of late. He's 2,400 bucks for Singer, so that does have a little bit of viability in the value department. Other than that, though, we'll check lineups, see what comes at us on a Monday. So recapping your pitching, Javier at 10K, totally love it, great play. Castillo at 92 is a very solid play, going to be probably the most popular pitcher on this slate, but a very good play. I like Bailey Ober at 8,100 bucks versus the Giants, that's a strong one. And then Michael Lorenzen at 78. So those are the four pitchers I like a lot on this slate. If you're stacking up, I don't mind Atlanta versus Gavin Stone. You can go there for sure. But you got the Tigers versus Brady Singer. I'm on board there. I think Houston's a great contrarian stack versus Burns. I'm not going to deny that. But give me Tigers versus Singer. Give me the Twins versus the Giants mess. Coors Field's 100% in play. Prefer the Miami side of things. That Daniel Cruz price tag is very nice. Boston versus Buteria is great as well. And then Seattle versus Mueller. So you saw the totals. There's a lot of offense to target on this slate. Like on paper, Seattle's probably my favorite. They're probably going to be the favorite on the slate. So they're going to be very chalky. That's where like Boston, Miami will be popular too. But I like Miami. So lots and lots of ways to go on this 7-game slate for you on a Monday. So hope you guys enjoy the show. I'll be back with you guys tomorrow. Another fun filled action on a Tuesday. Find me on Twitter at BDEntrek, BDENTREK. But for now, this was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Monday, May 22nd edition. I'm out.
Start battery month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Get up to a $25 gift card after rebate with the purchase of select SuperStart batteries. Our professional parts people will test your old battery for free and recommend the right battery for your vehicle. For power, performance, and reliability, choose SuperStart batteries only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.